It's Podcast Mosh, the greatest podcast in all the world, brought to you by Lich King. Lich King, because thrash metal needed a Manowar. TM, recorded live at PDP Studios in beautiful downtown Greenfield, Massachusetts.
We need a new intro.
Nah. Let's do one right now.
Hey. You put on the podcast that we did.
It's muggy. It's hot. We're in Greenfield. It's not so beautiful.
Yeah.
Lich King.
You can't tell a national audience that it's hot because you'll always get that one dick from Texas be like, oh, yeah, it's not hot. You haven't.
And you got that one guy from Antarctica. It's like, it's not hot here.
Yeah.
Hey, everybody.
Episode 21.
21. Who wants to say the lame joke? Somebody do it. Joe or Tom, you both tried.
Joe, you were upset that you didn't get to do it before.
Our podcast can drink now.
Yay!
That's hysterical.
Unless we're in Canada.
You're a stitch, Joe.
Ah, yeah.
Man.
Quite the character.
Stop playing with my cord.
Stop yanking your cord on my ankles.
I'll trip you.
I'm sitting.
My headphone cord is like wrapped lovingly and gingerly around Brian's ankles, and he's twiddling with them.
They're experimenting with some BDSM.
Twiddle, twiddle.
That's exactly what's happening right now, yes.
I so don't get that whole BDSM thing. Does anybody in this room kind of understand the appeal of any of that?
It doesn't appeal to me, no.
No.
Not necessarily.
Nick, Nick's being real quiet.
I don't think it's a bad thing.
No. No, I'm not saying that.
You don't ever, like, choke yourself?
No. I mean, I'm open to all experiences.
If you've never choked yourself, I recommend you give it a shot.
I'd give it a shot, you know.
Nick coming out of left field with that one.
Like, the most I get is I've had a couple of girlfriends that were like, yeah, just tell me what to do, like give me orders and stuff like that, and that's kind of okay, but I don't get where that merges onto the highway of leather and zippers and spikes.
The leather and zipper thing, there's no actual like sexual contact when they do that.
Yeah,
there's no like getting off. It's all like mental.
What's the mental
thing? It's like
thing?
Being a furry, the same thing. You just wear a fur costume.
Yeah, you're not like jerking off inside your costume.
Exactly,
necessarily.
Yeah. Just because you want to look like some sports mascot.
I don't know. Yeah, I don't really understand it that well, but
Brian, tell us more about being a furry.
Oh, it's great. You know, you wear this big fur suit, which is what they call it, and then you like I don't know. You go to conventions and shit, and then like you just look like a weird rabbit bird thing, and you just you know you
my persona.
That's all there is to it.
Oh, a fursona.
That's real. They call it a fursona.
Good God. Yeah. Okay. Well,
that's a real thing. I didn't make that up.
No, that's true.
Does anybody feel bad about furries? Like everybody makes fun of furries all the time. And
no.
I would love to just watch them just shot in a field while they try to run for the tree line.
Yeah, furries are the one thing I don't understand at all.
Like, Do we have any furry listeners that are going to be very offended by this?
If there's any furry listeners out there, you can send an email to nick@lichkingmetal.com help us understand.
Send a photo of you in your fursuit as your fursona to nick@lichkingmetal.com.
Is that fursona? Is that?
That's a thing.
Fursona is a thing. If you Google fursona right now, you're going to see some horrible
stuff.
I'm
not Googling fursona right now. I'm not wasting my computer
on
that.
Can we do that? Can we comment on pictures?
No, we're not.
Come on.
Yeah, we're not. No, this is not good audio podcast material. Look at this picture we're looking at that you can't see.
Well, that one's weird.
We post it on the Patreon feed.
Yeah.
Do we have any underage children? No, they wouldn't have credit cards. Never mind.
But at the same time, I wonder about the furry people. Like, they take a lot of crap, but it's... And I take this weird off ramp in my head where I think like it's no different than like gay people in the 60s and 70s where you mock them, you don't actually go out to hit them or anything, but you just think it's stupid and gay and awful. And I'm kind of tripping myself up here mentally, but like God, what was I saying? Somebody hit me in the face.
I get your point. Just what you said there. Yeah,
it's. Oh, God, I'm going to stop
eventually
talking.
Eventually, at least socially acceptable, you know, in like 20 years.
I don't know that it ever
will. When we can plug in and, but, I think as Dan Harmon put it, be a jellyfish.
Yeah. Well, okay, here's where I was going. Like, they're not hurting anybody. It's all consenting adult stuff, and they're putting it out there a little bit for other people to find. But, like, what? We're the ones that search it out because we want to laugh at it. We're kind of being the dicks. And, you know, and every now and then I realize that, like, we're being the predatory dicks that want to laugh at the furries. And
yeah, why can't we just let them be, you know?
We can just let them be, but we're missing out on a lot of entertainment.
That's a good point.
My God. If we are talking to any furries right now, I at once hate you and sympathize with you.
So now that we've got that out of the way, hey, yeah. This is Podcast Mosh.
Hello.
Yeah.
Hello.
I'm Brian.
I'm Nick.
Joe.
Nope.
He doesn't count. He's not in the band, so it doesn't matter.
He's not in the band.
Yeah.
Mike's not here today.
Yeah, we're missing Mike, sadly.
Who needs him?
He's in New Jersey being scummy.
Scummy, yeah. Recording some bass.
Greasy.
Being New Jersey.
Mm. If you like what you're hearing so far, you can subscribe to us at patreon.com/LichKingMetal. Oh, Podcast Mosh. That's the one. I'm getting them all confused.
I can never get this fucking right.
I can never do it right, man. Ever. I haven't gotten it once. Every time before we start, I'm like, okay, this is the URL. Nope. Yeah.
patreon.com/PodcastMosh. Yeah, that's the one. You can find us there. Throw us $1 or $2 or even $3 per episode.
Whoa.
And get some cool stuff and shit.
Cool stuff and shit.
Early episodes, and we give away some merch, and we'll say your name at the end of the podcast. And there's other rewards that we've been slacking on because we, you know, haven't actually been doing anything.
Yeah, really. It's been a while, so sorry about that.
We just checked, and it's been 2 months since we've done a podcast. Mm-hmm. We apologize profusely and also too
profusely?
Fucking bad. No, we just apologize a little bit, sorry. And in fact, we don't apologize at all.
Additionally, if you subscribe because you get excited that we might say your name at the end of the podcast, I at once hate you and sympathize with you.
You're also a furry.
Yes. You're the equivalent of a furry. They said my name. Yeah. That was worth $2. Nice.
If you subscribe, you can see pictures of Tom with a box on his head.
Yeah, I was wearing a soda box on my head, and you're really missing out if you don't get that in your Patreon feed.
High quality behind the scenes material.
He still has a soda box on his mic stand.
Yeah, so it's pretty awesome.
He's like Steven Tyler.
Oh, dude, yeah.
Yeah.
He had bandanas. I got this.
The difference between you and Steven Tyler is that one of them is still in a band.
Oh.
Ooh.
There are many differences between me and Steven Tyler. The only similarity we have is that
you're both from Massachusetts.
We were briefly in bands, and we were in Massachusetts.
Briefly in bands?
Yeah.
He's still in a band. Aerosmith still exists.
Well, I wanted to say the similarity. If I said we're both in bands, that's not going to work out either.
Exactly. There are no more similarities. You're done.
But we shared the experience of having been in bands in the 70s.
You were both at Aerosmith.
Yes, that's right.
Yeah, Tom actually tried out for Aerosmith, and he didn't get the part.
Yeah.
Well, he did for one show.
They didn't like that I came in and said, hey, I got this idea. How about we stop writing crap songs?
Oh, shit.
They didn't care for that a bit. No.
He also walked in and called the audience a bunch of fucking pussies for not moshing.
That's right.
Yeah.
Aerosmith didn't really get that.
Yeah, like in the middle of Ragdoll, right before the solo, I was like, on the count of three, anyone who doesn't die is a pussy. They did not like that at all. It did nothing.
Steven Tyler also talked into his microphone.
Yeah, for somebody who's been around a microphone a lot, you like to not talk into it.
Well, I'm in the mic seat, so that means I just kind of...
And you just kind of...
You just kind of trail off and start like, hey guys, so... Where's that Jim Beam pizza?
It's easier when you're on the couch or there because you're facing you're facing the length of the room, whereas I'm facing, you know, I have to turn to my left or my right to talk to either one of you.
That's our excuse for Mike, though. Mike's just like 7 feet away from the mic at most times.
Mike, feel bad about yourself.
Yeah. From the mic.
I mean, his name's even Mike, and he doesn't know how to use one. What the fuck?
Good joke. That was good.
Yeah.
I know. I knew that was bad going into it.
That puts you right...
With furries and Aerosmith fans.
Beneath the 21 joke. God.
Yeah.
Yeah.
As soon as that came out.
Speaking of Aerosmith, apparently, isn't the bassist like actually like a? Remember, we met the dude's son.
The bassist's adopted son. We met him in Boston. He was a fan, and I have no idea if he still is.
Apparently, like somebody was taking pictures with the bassist of Aerosmith at like MDF. I saw it on Facebook or something.
Really?
Yeah, he was at Maryland Death Fest.
Holy shit!
Yeah,
that's serious.
So he's like a big metal fan. Just kind of interesting.
Really?
Huh. Yeah.
You wouldn't figure.
Yeah, you wouldn't figure considering Aerosmith is. Boring.
Like, you could see that, you know, you could kind of understand if you went to Iron Maiden and you'd be like, oh, that's weird.
You get that.
Bassist of Aerosmith. But it would make sense. But like, MDF is.
It's like a lot of really like extreme death metal and stuff.
Yeah, that's. Yeah. Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, I think it was actually. It might have been Ryan Taylor, Solstice / Thrasher
Guy. Yeah.
It might have been him that took a picture with him. I forget. I don't remember. Hi, Ryan. How you doing?
Hi, Ryan.
Hey, Ryan.
Yeah.
Are you listening? Because you can subscribe at podcast.lich.
You give us money. Solstice played MDF. I saw some video.
Yeah, how?
They actually jumped on last minute. Like, a band dropped and
I didn't mean that as a slight against them at all, because that's not how I meant that. I meant, like, how does someone do that? Like, when someone at our tier, or you know, in this general neighborhood, like gets onto something like 70,000 tons of metal or something, I just want to scream at them.
It's like, oh, how do you do that? Dude, you gotta know people. You gotta know people.
We don't know anybody.
Gotta know people and fucking jump on contacts as soon as the things open up.
If sucks. You know people,
email Nick at Lich King. No.
I was getting on the day that Dukes was announced as not being an Exodus anymore. I was like, I was writing to Gary because I.
Oh yeah, 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 exactly.
I was like, I'm in. I'm gonna try to jump off this Lich King bullshit train and jump into Exodus. And
oh like, yeah, yeah, you would have loved like actually being on tour more. That would have been great.
Well, they're.
Yeah, they get a nice fancy bus that you can sleep in.
The accommodations are everything to me. Like you know, like if I'm on tour and they have like nice food set out that they bought at Subway or something, I'm so impressed.
Yeah.
Like, well, yep. This is the king treatment right here. This is fancy stuff.
Like the one show in Atlanta we did with the spread of like.
Oh yeah.
I couldn't shut up about it.
The King Lounge.
I was so impressed.
Yeah.
Crown Lounge. Crown Lounge.
We kept on thanking the guy, and he was like, stop thanking me. I do this for everybody. Like, he was annoyed that we were so into it because there wasn't much of a draw, and he was like, I got rooked. These creeps.
Yeah, it was a Sunday night in Atlanta. We have since learned that Sunday nights in Atlanta are not good to book because they don't serve alcohol. So next time I book a tour, different date.
Yeah.
That was a great anecdote by
Brian's me. Brian's advice.
Yeah. Don't play Sundays in Atlanta.
I love Atlanta.
Yeah, it's been nice the couple of times we've been there. Did Wild Bills and we did the Masquerade.
Yeah, Masquerade.
Oh, yeah, that place is awesome.
Played Purgatory.
It's where we met Laser Wolf.
Laser Wolf.
Yeah, that was the first time we met Laser Wolf.
Wasn't that?
Nope.
No, that was Atlanta. You're right.
They're from Atlanta.
That place was so cool.
Yeah. Laser Wolf was so cool.
That day was so fun with the grilled cheese and everything.
Mm. Oh, yeah. Set up camp out back.
In the rain.
Brian threw a stick of butter at a wall.
I didn't do that.
That was fun.
That made a great sound.
The place was supposedly haunted. I kept on looking up in the rafters for ghosts.
It was an old mill, right?
Yeah.
Kind of looked like a castle.
Mills are horrifying. You just know like countless workers met horrible grisly, maybe not deaths, but like lost an arm and like, well, put a Band-Aid on, take 2 days off work, come back on Wednesday. Ugh.
Yeah.
Video game! Just kidding.
Sometimes there's no segue out of something.
That's one thing Harmontown does really well, is like bumpers between songs. Sports Corner!
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Give me an iPad with like just triggers.
Yeah, exactly.
Go.
I should let you control it. Like, there's no way to do that. That'd be awesome.
We do need someone on a sound machine or something.
If only
not
we had
you.
What happened to yours?
Yeah, no.
No.
Tom's not allowed.
I think it should be me, frankly. Where is my sound machine that I had in here?
We can just replace all the sounds. Boing.
This is awful, Brian.
That wouldn't have the comedic genius that I impart to my sounds.
Yeah. So we've been having, a couple not so planned ahead video game nights with me and Tom and Mike.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. What do you guys been doing?
We've been playing Battlefield 4.
You all Xbox One?
Yes, yeah, Xbox One.
Uh-huh.
Yep.
Battlefield 4.
It's been good times.
Yeah, it has.
With the Battle of B and other memorable moments.
The Battle of B. Like, there, you know, you play Conquest?
Yes, I know. I saw you guys posted about it, and I'm assuming there was a strong battle over
It was
B.
awesome. Everyone kept on swarming B, and it was really... What?
Get closer to the fucking mic.
I'm on the mic!
No, you're not.
I can hear myself really well.
No, get closer.
God.
Like, put your mouth should be touching this thing.
I'm not touching the thing. I had my lips touch so many stupid mics, so many crusty, like...
These are clean mics.
The singers that just came off of them,
it's
like...
It's got a windscreen.
It's got a windscreen. You're not actually touching the mic.
It doesn't make it clean. It's, like, brown on the tip.
You're brown.
Ugh. But I don't even remember what... Oh, yeah.
The Battle of Bee.
The Battle of Bee was wonderful! Yeah, it was just crawling around in wreckage and taking snipe shots of people. I had an infrared lens scope. It was fun.
Good times.
Yeah. Mm. I encourage anyone to jump on with us. We haven't really played in a few days because I've been Batman.
We've all been pretty big. Yeah, Tom Batman! Is Batman.
Tom. I'm Batman right now because Arkham Knight is out and I'm Batman. Awesome.
I've heard it's good. I still just haven't got, I don't know.
Yeah.
The first Batman game never did anything for me, so we've talked about this before.
Why?
I don't know, because I don't care about comics.
That's also stupid.
I don't know. It felt like Assassin's Creed, but without a good story.
Well, like Assassin's Creed has a good story.
It does.
The guy in the future, he's channeling his past lives, but when's his story going to come about? Oh, the series got successful, so let's never really get around to it. Let's just keep on jerking around in the past.
You've only played like one game or two.
No, I've played like three.
Did you play Revelations or Brotherhood?
I did the first one. I did the second one. I played some of the third one. They just released the Black Flag for free on Xbox, so I'm jumping into that.
Yeah, there's a fucking long-running story between all this shit.
Yeah, but is it interesting? It's not.
Yes, it is.
All they're doing is, like, annualizing and drawing out the revenue and, milking that out of
it. Okay, I agree. I agree wholeheartedly with that. They could have wrapped up the story in, like, three games.
They're pulling a Lost. They're going to break themselves into a hole and then be like, oh, it was aliens.
Yeah. They set themselves up, like, with the future story guy. What is his name? Devin?
Something, I don't know.
Desmond,
yeah. Yes. And I only know very little about this, but I know that they were setting him up to have, you know, he's going to learn a few of his past lives, and then he's going to be his own assassin in the modern times because he's got the white hoodie, and they were foreshadowing. Blah, blah. And
there's going to be rain.
Now they're just like, oh my God.
Just kidding. Well, actually, they were just like meteorologists with this game. I mean, they're like, oh, it's going to be rain. Didn't happen. You know, never mind. Doesn't matter.
What?
Because he said forecasting and like they're going to do this thing and then it didn't happen. And you made a meteorology reference. And...
That was worse than the 21 joke.
Yeah. You're at the bottom of the pile again.
Woo.
Man.
Nick?
There was an Assassin's Creed movie. Did you guys see that?
I don't know.
It was like a half hour long. It's up on Hulu.
I didn't know about that.
Yeah, it was pretty cool. I didn't have high expectations. The rating wasn't very good, but I thought it was cool.
I'll have to check that out.
Yeah, I think it happens somewhere around the second game. I don't know the timeline, but... People die.
People die.
Whoa. People get assassinated.
I love that.
I would hope so in a game called Assassin's Creed.
Yeah. The trend in video games with like the stealth stuff and the combat stuff together in one package, it's been really fun, man. They've been doing that for like... the military games and these and the comic book stuff, and it's been terrific. And I wonder, like, is that like, are they out of juice on that?
Yes. Yeah. So much.
Especially did it.
Yeah.
Every game is either a first person shooter or some weird action stealth, like combat game.
Yeah.
Like, that's the only two video games that seem to come out now. And I'm just like, all right, done with that.
All the first-person shooters now all have superpowers now, too.
Yeah.
Like, you can wall-run and super punch people.
Yeah, basically everything's Halo and Call of Duty and Battlefield have all meshed into one game.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean,
Battlefield is still kind of its own thing.
Yeah, a beautiful, beautiful thing.
Yeah.
On the topic of Battlefield and Mike, Tom, you had some grievances? We're going to talk shit about Mike?
Yeah, okay.
Is Mike really bad at Battlefield?
We're going to talk shit about Mike.
Is he Battlefield?
Oh.
He's not bad at the game. He's bad at video games
in general.
How he is about the band. He's dead serious. Like if you tell him, okay, we're doing a practice, show up for 2:30. He's there at like 2:20. He's ready to go.
Yeah,
he takes that way serious.
Not for video games, though.
For video games, he doesn't give a shit.
Hey, I'll be there. I'll be there in 20 minutes.
Yeah,
20 minutes.
Yeah.
2 hours later, I was making chicken parm, except it's not done yet. Give me 30 more minutes.
Yeah, I'll be on at 7 o'clock tonight. And 9 o'clock, he shows up and like, hey, are we going to play? And I'm like, oh, we've been playing for 2 hours because that's when you said you were going to be around. He's like, yeah, I know. I'm a piece of shit. I had stuff to do.
I mean, come on. He was making food. You couldn't expect any less.
He made food and then he took a picture of the food and sent it to us. Like, like, we don't need to see the picture of the food. We believe you. You treat our time valuably. That's not a legitimate complaint. Like, it's fine. It's just, I love to bash on him for not showing up.
Yeah.
Like, we're imagine, you know, you're Battlefield, you're immersed in the army thing, and there's this one soldier who just didn't show up because he was
making chicken parm.
He was squeezing an MRE into a campfire.
I really want to get in on one of these gaming nights, but unfortunately I'm Xbox One-less.
Mm.
There was a deal going on that you could trade in like a 360, but it was only my good, like they only take like the 250 gig one. I can't.
175 off.
I've got two other Xboxes just fucking sitting around.
Mm-hmm.
And
hey, you can still get 100 off at Best Buy.
Yeah, but I still have to spend like $300 on an Xbox One.
No, 250.
It comes with like
three games. Yeah.
Is that the non-Kinect version?
No. Yeah.
I mean, I don't care about the voice things, so whatever. Xbox, shut up.
Although the voice things are really,
I love the
really
voice.
Awesome. Yeah,
I know. I just constantly. I would never do it.
They don't need the Kinect for that. They just need to build a microphone into the damned body.
Yeah,
of the...
but they put so much weight behind the whole camera sensing thing.
Yeah, they already bailed on that.
Exactly.
It's
they did.
Ridiculous.
Did they really
think that they were going to like jump on the Wii train at all?
I don't think that was the idea necessarily.
What?
Well, casual gamers kind of, but...
Of course it was. They were going to jump on the Wii train, pump out the shovelware, like... sports games and adventure games that you just kind of paddle your arms a little bit and things maybe happen in relation to what you're doing.
Yeah.
And then that's it.
Yeah. That was a really clumsy jump in from them.
Yeah.
At least PlayStation Move, like, those things are kind of useful when you're doing a game.
The Wii U still rules. That's...
No, it does not.
Yes, it does.
No.
It's awesome.
Nintendo's crap.
It's a fun party system. Like, if you're actually hanging out with people, it's great.
Sure.
It's not a good single-player system.
I'm only ever really a single-player, or I'm playing online with people, and you can't play online with people with a Wii U because they haven't worked out online.
Good. Fuck it. I don't want to play online with people.
I bought Splatoon to play with my nieces
because
they live like an hour and a half away, and I don't get to see them that much.
I've heard that game's really good. Is it really good?
It's not bad, but... Nintendo doesn't know what they're doing with multiplayer, because to join on someone else's game, if you've got a friend that's playing and you want to play in the same game, you can't join a lobby together.
Okay.
What you have to do is one person joins a game, and while they're playing the game, you join on them and you wait through that game. So you wait through a 3-minute match, and then you get put in the same lobby.
Oh, as long as it 3 minutes isn't that bad.
No, but it's
that's
unnecessary.
Kind of a dumb thing, yeah.
It's
no,
completely
I get that.
Stupid. And
I
there's
get that.
Of course there's no in-game chat.
Good, because you don't want to hear fucking... All that anybody uses in-game chat for is to scream about how they're fucking your mom through Xbox Live headsets.
And they are, and I want to know about it.
No, I don't want to talk to people. I don't want to hear people. I don't want to talk to people. I just want to play a game against them. This is why I like Hearthstone, because I can't actually talk to the person. All I can say is...
You can just turn off your
good
microphone.
Good job, or thank you. That's like you have 6 emotes. There's no shit-talking. There's no assholes. You just play the game.
But...
It's great.
If you're playing like a party game with someone, you can do party chat and not have to listen to anybody
else. I know,
else.
That's yes, do. I do get that. I don't know.
You got it to Splatoon to play with your nieces. I showed my nephew Minecraft and he fucking loves it, of course.
Yeah.
So I got an extra Xbox One for myself and I'm giving them an Xbox One so I can play Minecraft with him over the internet because he lives like 2 hours away in Connecticut.
You're giving him an Xbox One?
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah. Because Uncle of the fucking year.
Yeah.
God damn it.
Yikes.
Yeah, Joe.
My goal. I'm going to be the... already am the cool uncle. I didn't even have to try.
Is he old enough?
Sucks.
Is he old enough to appreciate how cool that is that you gave him that? Or is he like 4
I haven't,
or 5?
I'm giving it to him on Saturday. Like, it's kind of giving it to his family because it's like my sister. And
we're going
to
put this podcast out and ruin the surprise for him.
I hope they appreciate that, man.
Well, they might listen to it.
I'm gonna make him listen to it. I'm going to sit him down and be like, you're listening to this podcast.
I think he'll ultimately appreciate it when he's older, maybe. Like, realize. Because it's hard to put value on that when you're a kid. You don't realize, but
yeah,
it doesn't
matter. Realize that's an expensive item and it's hard to procure one of those.
Yeah.
But damn it, like if you tell me that they didn't appreciate that, like the family didn't, or thank you profusely, I'm just going to scream.
I'll take it back.
Start screaming.
So I really do want to get like a Lich King gaming night going on PC. Mm. Like I know that's Tom's going to be like, I appreciate
it. I don't care if there's a good game.
I know.
Wolfenstein.
Wolfenstein would be fucking awesome because that would be great for like... 16 on 16.
It's free. We can do large matches, and everyone can get in there and hang out, and it'd be great.
That game excels when there are like tons of people in it.
Yeah, it's really...
The other game I was thinking was Chivalry, because it's been like $2 on Steam before, and it's dumb. You just gotta run around and click and swing swords at people.
I think we talked about that before. I'm super not into it, but like I'm not gonna stop you from doing it.
It's one of those dumb fun games, but it's strangely deep at the same time. Like, if you get good at it and figure out how to like dodge and parry and all this shit, like it's fun. But it's a similar kind of game where it's objective based, so it's like go to this thing and make the battering ram crash through the walls, then set this thing on fire. So it's like a progressive map style, kind of similar to Battlefield.
Yeah.
It's Battlefield with swords, and not as good gameplay. But it's like I said, $2. You can't really beat it.
I just got a text where someone put Nicolas Cage's face on all of the Game of Thrones characters.
I saw that yesterday. Yeah.
It's fucking great.
He looks somewhat normal as Stannis. He could pull that off.
Yeah, or what was the Tyrion?
Yeah,
he looks,
maybe
he's a good Tyrion.
He makes a good Arya Stark too.
Yeah, Stannis.
the best one is Varys, Lord Varys. Nicolas Cage's face on.
Yeah, I saw that. Yeah. I did not think
he makes
was...
a great Taiwan.
Yeah. Anyways.
Hey.
I had more to say about Batman, but I don't know if it's worth it. But like, it's fantastic for the graphics and the
it's beautiful
the look of everything. Yeah. Like, you're just floating around in the cape, and the cape is like, it looks like rubber that's got rain dripping off of it. The rain is it's refracting light of the lights that are to the side of it.
Are we talking about the video game or like you dressing up as Batman and running around at night?
Yes.
Okay. The answer is yes to both.
Yes.
Yes.
I showed my sister Grand Theft Auto. This is someone who has only ever played Nintendo games.
Nice.
And I was showing them the Xbox because I was talking to her while they were hanging out with me. And they're like, oh my God, that's so cool. Like, doing stuff. And I was like, you need to see new video games. I'm going to show you Grand Theft Auto. So like, I give her a controller after showing her how to do a couple of things. And she's like just a fucking natural at it. She gets in the car and just starts running everyone over. And then she chases down this hobo for like 5 minutes. And like, she was getting real into it. And then like, she kept evading the police and like getting in different cars. And then like, I brought her to the boardwalk and she hit everyone. And like, and this is how you use a gun. And she's just like mowing down people. And this is like... It was really interesting watching someone.
You've unleashed a monster.
Yeah, like diving into. She's like, this is great for letting out your aggression.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And they were just like blown away about where video games are. And that's what, 2 years old now?
Yeah.
Yeah. It's really? Crazy.
Well, like close to.
Yeah. Yeah.
Year and three quarters.
Yeah.
Like
it originally came out in the old systems.
Yeah.
That's right. Yeah.
Video games.
Woo! Video games. Best
for you. Down. We didn't intend to launch into that, and then it happened.
It's fine. It was
Nick's
good.
Favorite segment. Nick's
we
favorite
did all right.
segment.
And Nick contributed.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
He talked about Assassin's Creed.
Sure did.
Yep. Woo-woo. Yep.
So, yeah, we're going to work on that group, the PC battle thing.
Yeah.
Fucking words. God damn it.
Yeah.
A gaming night on PC that anyone can get involved in.
Wolfenstein, Chivalry, Minecraft might be good, too. I think our server is down right now. Which
But like having a new push for that would be fun.
I will be getting a PS4 at some point and playing with people.
What do you plan on getting on PS? Like,
I'm definitely getting The Last of Us Remastered because I need to play that again. I want to check out that they're doing a re-release of Uncharted games, like 1 through 3, and then they're releasing 4 in the spring. I think
it's like an HD remake. Or
yeah. Okay. And just based on Last of Us, I want to play those other games because that studio really put a lot of good work into that.
Yeah. And, also, Final Fantasy VII, holy shit, holy fucking shit,
no.
Final Fantasy
VII. No, why does anyone care?
No.
You're all wrong, stop it.
No.
Like Sony's E3 press conference was
Don't
such
care.
A fucking downer.
Don't care.
They're, I wanted cool things to happen and nothing cool
they
happened.
They are remaking the greatest video game ever made.
They're remaking an
so
old
yes.
game, and none of the games I talked about are coming out this year. It's like not even, they're Christmas next year. No good,
I mean,
nothing.
I'm not like, going to buy it because I don't have a PS4 and I never plan on it, but
right.
Yeah. Unfortunately, if I do go for a next gen system, I'm kind of tied into the Xbox One at this point, mostly because Rock Band.
Oh,
and it's
backwards
like,
compatibility too.
Yeah, backwards compatibility for that, and all your Rock Band songs transfer over.
Rare
and,
Play, the Rare Play bundle.
What?
30 old rare games like Banjo Kazooie,
cool.
Like a bunch of them, all
shit.
Battletoads.
Yep.
On the Xbox One. Yeah.
Yeah.
So it's gonna like work with that. Yeah. Yeah. Okay. It's like $30 for all for 30 old rare games.
Mike
yeah.
is very excited about Conker's Bad Fur Day being able to play that.
Yeah, that'd be cool.
Yeah, there's a lot of old games I've never played before. I'm gonna be able to get into.
Yeah. Really I'm just excited. Gonna ignore that.
I saw the trailer for the new Doom game.
Oh my God.
Oh yeah,
that
looks pretty cool.
That was fucking nuts.
That looks wild.
Yeah, that looks great.
Yeah. And then everybody's up in arms over the violence of it. I'm like,
are you kidding?
It's a fucking Doom game. What do you expect?
Every Doom game has been that.
Who's
it's
up
just
in arms?
More fidelity now.
Stupid
armchair assholes.
Yeah. I didn't see any of that.
Anti-violence advocate. I don't fucking know. Just people are like, video games are too violent, blah blah blah.
Well,
like that's the fucking point of this game.
At least you're like, you know, killing like aliens and not mowing people like innocent citizens down on boardwalks.
Yep.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
I think they were mostly concerned about in Grand Theft Auto, you run somebody over. You don't like purposefully dismember them or like shove a chainsaw into them and then like cut them in half and stuff. There's
but they're not aliens.
Exactly.
Yeah, so you wouldn't do that.
Yeah.
Yeah. This is all.
I mean, well,
it's all been
just
done
run them down.
Just run them down.
You know when that lawyer that was trying to shut down Grand Theft Auto.
Oh,
years ago when
guy.
He I know but at the same time when he called it a murder simulator I was like that's pretty apt, that's pretty much what it is.
Yeah, but there's a difference between video, we don't even talk about this, but you know, video games and reality,
you like, can also just call it
of course. Yeah, I'm not saying you know, but I'm saying that's not a pretty good way to put it.
Wasn't it, I think one of you guys told me about this game that it is just a murder simulator?
Like the idea is, or whatever.
Hatred. Yeah, that one.
See, yeah, I don't like
games. Yeah, that's a little too far. Like, that's kind of got some like weird.
They're trying to push boundaries.
Neo-Nazi like imagery crossed. To it. Yeah. And it's like a little too far, but.
Yeah.
You remember the game where you could assassinate Kennedy?
No. Oh, yeah. Interesting.
Yeah, you have to take just the right shot through the trees and the foliage at the right time.
Huh.
Yeah, I mean, I don't, you know what, I don't care. If people want to make games, then let them make games. You don't have to play them. You know, there's always going to be shitty things out there.
Yeah, right, yeah. No point in censorship.
Yeah. Video games! Are we done with video games?
I think we are.
Well,
maybe.
I'm not.
Fallout 4.
Nick's not done with video games.
I just want to go on about Batman, but apparently this is not the right audience to talk about Batman to.
Fallout 4.
Is this a game where you dress up as Batman and run around at night on rooftops? Dicks. It's a great game.
I'm not talking about a game. I'm talking about real life where you dress up as Batman.
I do that too.
Okay, good.
Because I'm Batman.
I've never played a Fallout game, so I'm wrong. I know.
Like, you know, I'm not saying you should. They're cheap on Steam sometimes.
Yeah,
I really try it out.
I mean, I feel like I should go back and play like Fallout 1 or 2.
You don't need the story to carry. You just need to like know, the experience of like seeing the games. Like, they're so. I don't know. There's something about it.
But the thing is, like, I never got into Skyrim.
Mm-hmm.
Am I not gonna like Fallout?
They're different. They're different.
I mean, I've seen like I don't like the. I don't know. My problem with Skyrim was that the combat was boring, and I just felt like I was running around and clicking on things until I died.
It's an archer. It's a shooter.
Yeah.
Just describe Minecraft.
Ha.
No, but in Minecraft, you build things and you create wondrous sculptures and you can build electronics and stuff. There's like things to actually do instead of just like, I have too many items. I have to go sell these items. Right. Now I have to go run into this weird cave and kill this thing.
Yeah. Fallout's got guns. It's all guns. And there's like a really interesting targeting system, like kind of like bullet time, slow down time, target specific things.
I've seen that.
It's just like a really, really in-depth RPG. It's great.
Speaking of nothing, what I'm actually most excited for is XCOM 2, because the recent XCOM game was fucking excellent.
Yeah. I didn't play those, but I'm interested.
I played the first one. It was good.
Okay. I love turn-based games. Mm-hmm. So,
turn-based?
Yeah. Fuck yeah. So that game was just incredibly well done. Like, it wasn't super... Like, I was hoping for more depth to the story and everything, but, like... It made up for it because the gameplay was so fucking goddamn good. Mm-hmm. Like, it's... Yeah. So much fun.
That was good.
He mentioned Minecraft. Did you see the HoloLens demo with the Minecraft headset?
That was amazing.
I meant to look at it, and then I couldn't find it.
You need to fucking watch it. Yeah. You know when you're little playing with Legos, like, pretending they were real, or, like, imagining if they could come to life? That's what it is. It's just that. It's incredible. Like, looking at that table, and, like, your Minecraft world's just there.
Yeah.
And, like, running around.
My big concern is that like everybody's going VR now. Oculus.
Technically,
and then
that's AR, but
shut up. There's Oculus. There's the Sony one. There's Morpheus. The HoloLens. Yeah. I just hope we don't end up in that fucking dumb situation where we are now with like there's Apple TV and Fire. But stick in the Google. It's like I don't need seven of these. Just you give me one thing that does everything.
Yeah. I want like two clear leaders, and I'll pick one.
Yeah, exactly. Right. Yeah. There you go. It's gonna be like VHS.
I want a monopoly. Yeah. I want a goddamn monopoly, so I don't invest in the failing system.
I think it's the industry is smarter now about that kind of thing. Like they're rivals, but they still communicate. Like Oculus invited what's the other one that's not Oculus? Not Morpheus. Maybe it was Morpheus. Like they're like they're not hostile, you know, like they're communicating, they're open. The Valve one, And to tie this into Windows 10, they have a standard that Oculus and the Valve are working with Microsoft, so any virtual reality experience will work across any headset with Windows 10.
Good.
So it's kind of like how DirectX, what did for video games for Windows 10. So there's one standard of things. Okay. You don't have like all these separate drivers and things for video cards and all this crazy bullshit nonsense. It's just all there. It just works.
Okay, good. That's good to know, because that's kind of what I was worried about. It's like, well, this game works with the Oculus, but not with that one. And this game works with that one, but not the Oculus.
Yeah, it's not going to be like that. As long as there's a standard set of sensors and all the headsets, you're going to be fine. Like it's going to be all right. Yeah.
Good. Looking forward to this so much.
I like that. Yeah.
I can't wait until it starts becoming like a viable thing and we start getting games that are reliably good as they come out.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
You're in VR and it's going to be great.
I finally tried out the Oculus at PAX East, not this past year, but the one before that. And holy shit. It's so comforting to like, because I'm, you know, like, whenever I play like first person shooters, my big thing is like, oh, I can't aim at people because I'm just like bad. But it's so comforting to know that you can like look at something and then that's what you're targeting. Like, it's like, mm-hmm. It's like using a mouse with your eyes. It's like, well, I want to look at that thing, and then your cursor just goes there. It's like, yeah.
That's cool.
Mm. I want the internet with this. I just want to like look at that. Click on it. There you go. Look on it. Click at it.
Just lie in bed and never use your body and just kind of look around.
Surf the internet, like just laying down on my bed, just like kind of turn my head a little bit. Okay, yeah. Now I'm looking at that thing. Here's click this link.
Your arms wither away and start looking like my arms.
Yeah.
Skinny, useless.
The only thing I didn't like is that you're still using like a standard Xbox controller with it.
Yep.
Valve's thing looks cool with the weird like two joystick things.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's not Oculus.
That's Oculus.
Is that Oculus?
Yeah. Oculus comes with an Xbox controller as a standard, but those are extra, the handsets.
Those look cool.
Those look cool and they make sense because you need your, like, I want to like swing swords at people, and if I had this in my hand, I want to like whack them with a sword.
Absolutely. You know? Yeah. Yeah.
That's how it should be.
I'm excited for that. Damn it. It's going to be great.
The future is now.
Yeah. Oh, boy.
Video games!
The HoloLens thing with the Minecraft that we were just talking about, it can't be as good as it looks.
But the tech press has been using it, and they're like, it's really as good as it looks.
I know.
It's the only thing that sucks about it is limited field of view, because like, they don't have the technology to make the lenses bigger yet.
I heard something about like the way that you see it on a table is not the way you're going to actually interact with the world and place blocks and build things.
Huh.
I'm not sure how true that is.
I don't think anyone's used
that. The double tapping and the finger motion that you have to do.
That's a thing. Using that outside of Minecraft, like looking at stuff and like that's how you select things and click.
That thing's very exciting anyway, to just project a Netflix screen on any wall that you're looking at
and take it
with you as you move from room to room. That's fantastic.
Yeah. It'll be interesting to see how it actually pans out in the real technology or use.
The stuff that they can do with that, man, like there's an iPhone game that's being released or it's being kickstarted or something where you're holding it up and taking a video and it's of your apartment and it's set in a darkened room and the phone generates like ghosts and things that come out and you're like, it's like a haunted house, but it's your house.
Yeah.
So you're going through. Cool. It's kind of like Fatal Frame or whatever that Japanese game is where you're going through and you can only see the ghosts on your camera screen.
Oh, yeah. That's freaky.
Yeah, so like that kind of thing in AR could be really so scary. Like, there's so much about VR that I don't want to ever try. Like the that Project Morpheus, the Deep demo with the sharks.
Oh, the shark, yeah,
Shark Tank. No,
bed poop.
I'm never playing that.
I like watching people try out like the roller coaster demos, and they're standing there, and all of a sudden the coaster goes, and they fall over. That's so funny to watch.
I haven't seen that. That's awesome.
Yeah, just look it up. Look up people like. Roller coaster demos on VR on Oculus, and
there's
like sitting in a chair and all of a sudden they just like tilt the chair back and fall over.
There's gonna be a point at which like I'm gonna have to try to come up with a way to figure out what games are too scary, because I have a threshold for scary, and I can take like moody and eerie forever, but like when things start jumping out at me, I freak out. I don't like it. And you know, with VR you're so much more in the world, and you get jump scares with any game. Like in Batman Arkham Knight, there's like a really good jump scare that really got me. But if that were in VR, I don't think I could handle it.
Yeah, it's like, it's too real, too immersed. Yeah.
Throw the headset across the room and scream and sob.
Yep. Like PTSD from video games.
See, I don't think, I never really, the scary games have never bothered me or anything like jump scare stuff. Like jump scare stuff's something entirely different, because like that shit, like it's going to scare you no matter what. But like, I've never really been creeped out by a game.
No,
horror movies don't do anything for me. So it's like it's that same thing where it's like I just the suspension of disbelief. It's like I can't get past it.
Did you watch the PT stuff?
Yes, that's the only game that's ever been like, what the fuck is this shit?
That was the most stressful half hour of my life. That was horrible.
That was the only game that I've been like legitimately like, whoa, okay, this is fucking weird.
Yeah, they did it beautifully. Yeah.
That's freaky.
You've all seen like the weird alien baby in the sink.
Yeah,
like that. Like
yeah, but like, did you play it?
I watched people playing
it. Tell us about it. Tell us about your experience.
Oh, it was terrifying. Yeah, they just set it up with this. I mean, I had no idea what was going on. My roommate just kind of grabbed me. He's like, sit down and play this. And he like shut off all the lights in the room. It was it was like he set it up perfectly for me to just have the worst time ever. And you just have you really have no idea what's going on. I mean, if you hadn't heard anything about it before, you're just okay, I'm gonna walk in this creepy hallway and just keep on going in circles, and it starts coming together really, really well as you get each kind of like clue as to what exactly is happening to you. I won't spoil it for you guys.
Yeah, but I've watched it on YouTube like several times. Like I can't handle, you know, scary video games, but like that, I watched someone else play that, and you know, I don't like the jump scares, but the creepiness, the eeriness in that is fantastic.
Yeah.
Mm. You're going through, you just hear the sobbing of the baby and the time when you turn the corner and there's that figure standing there and it just disappears with the light and the swinging red light.
Yeah.
And the refrigerator chained to the ceiling. My God. So much creep me out.
Yeah.
I'm really upset that that game's not happening.
Yeah, it's too bad.
I really hope the demand picks it up again.
I'm sure, I guarantee it will see the light of day in some regard, whether it's like a independent release or like a PC thing or whatever. Like, if you're that far into the development of a game, especially when you got like what's his face from Walking Dead, that guy,
overrated character.
Yeah, sure. I don't know. I've never seen Walking Dead, so I don't care. Nah. I just know Boondock Saints, dude.
Also
screw that character too.
Also overrated movie, but it's anyway. Yeah, well, I mean, once you get that far into things and, like, you know, announce this big thing, I feel like they can't not capitalize on that.
Yeah.
You
know?
Yeah. Especially with the popularity of that. Actual.
Yeah. And especially with the popularity of the Silent Hill series to begin with.
So, yeah.
Yeah.
People were really mad about that, and I don't blame them, man, because you can't tease people to that extent and then pull it back.
Mm.
Yeah.
It's not fair.
That was a. It's not fair, and I won't stand for it.
That teaser. Because, you seen the that little short, like that horror short film Lights Out?
Yes. Yeah.
I think actually I think we had a very similar conversation about that.
Yeah.
About PT and that recently. Yeah.
Hmm. The creepiness versus the jump scariness.
Mm.
And then I showed you the counter one, which is the little kid in the bed, right? Didn't I show you that?
Oh, yeah, Daddy, there's a
Daddy, there's something under my bed. Daddy, there's something sleeping in my bed.
Mm.
And that's, you know, there's no
that freaked me out.
Yeah.
Ooh.
There's no jumpiness to that at all. It's just straight, like, chilling.
Yeah.
And that's much harder to do, and it's so good. So short, so effective.
I don't know anything about this. I'll have to watch it.
We could describe it to you, or we could just make you watch it.
You could describe the whole plot and just, you know.
How can people find it real quick? Just, like, YouTube what?
Daddy, there's something under my bed movie, I guess.
Mm-hmm. But it's like a 10-second clip, right?
Yeah, it's a really short horror story.
Short, it's just short horror stories.
Short horror
stories.
It's
like a whole series, isn't it?
No,
maybe not.
I don't know.
But it's freaky.
There's the like two sentence horror stories that are pretty good.
Those are pretty cool.
Yeah.
We'll link it in the Patreon. We'll put the links up there so you can find it.
Yeah.
If you want to get scared.
I do appreciate and detest at the same time the young internet kids with their creepy pasta.
Oh, goddamn it.
What I hate is that they call it creepy pasta. Yeah. Go to hell.
Yeah.
Go to hell. But some of those stories are actually really, really effective.
Oh,
and I like.
Oh, it's just, okay. It's not. I imagine pictures of pasta and like, I don't know. Like, I don't know what I imagined those. Oh,
I'm surprised you don't know what I'm talking about. Yeah. You're like the youngest one of us.
I get it now, what you mean by like just have
That's
a stupid
true,
fucking word to just to add. He's youngest.
Oh, I don't keep track of this.
Whatever, Tom.
You're still younger in my
You don't
head.
Care.
How'd you.
I lost track for a second, and then I realized you were 19 for a while. Joe never was.
Well, everybody was 19 for a while.
Yeah, right? That's not true.
Time is kind of flown.
I skipped that time.
I was 19 when I joined.
Yeah.
I know.
Did you get a chance to check out Marble Hornets?
What?
I don't even remember.
Last time we had the conversation about the scary stuff, we were talking about...
Yeah.
This is pretty much the story of the Slender Man.
Okay, I
done in a really cool YouTube series.
I barely remember you even saying that. Can you remind me later when I'm at a computer? And,
yeah.
Because I'll never remember it again.
I'll send you the link for the
cool.
first.
I want to check that out. Like
first episode.
Yeah, like the young kids these days, they're loving on scary stories, and some of these are really good. Like the whole Slender Man thing is fantastic.
Mm.
Like there's a real love of creepiness that's going on, and even though I want to firebomb all of them for saying creepypasta, and just being the same meme kids that are creeping all over 4chan all the time, damn it, there's some good stuff out there. I spent Halloween like listening to scary story podcasts, and most of them were just like creepy pastas that people came up with.
Pasta.
You should send some my way.
Yeah, there's good stuff out there. Yeah. I'll send it to you.
Send it to me so I can put it on the Patreon.
Ooh. Patreon.
Okay. Patreon.
That feels like a segue. What are we going to?
I got something.
Joe's got something.
So there's, you know how there's like OkCupid and Tinder, like internet dating things?
Yes.
There's this one called Bristler for people with beards.
Bristler?
Looking for people with beards. Yeah. And I'm talking to a pretty lady right now, and I'm pretty excited about it.
Wait. But does she have a beard?
No.
It's people with beards
or people looking for people with beards.
I thought you said it's people with beards looking for other people with beards.
No, or that. That's more like Grindr, maybe.
Yeah, that's good to say.
Yeah. Yeah,
but yeah, it's like, you're looking for bearded ladies on this?
Yeah, okay. Exclusively, face or not, sounds bad. Yeah,
I'm gonna sue that site for discrimination.
Bristler. They couldn't like work Beardless. That name around for a while more.
I don't know. It seems fine. It's easy to get to.
Well, does it not have an E? Bristler.
Yeah, it's no E.
I knew it.
Well, no,
I knew it.
But there is a vowel.
That's what every website is. That Tumblr, Grindr,
yeah.
Fucking Flickr. The thing is, you drop the last E.
Tinder.
Tinder actually has the E, doesn't it?
I don't know. Yeah.
Tinder.
Yeah. So that's a little thing that's going on.
Cool.
Yeah. Mm. Does she? Do you, what are the requirements of this Bristler thing? Do you have to like post a picture of just the beard?
You just sign up. You have a checkbox as either I have a beard or I don't have a beard.
And then, wait, if you don't, how do you get on there? I mean,
you just sign up and you can, if you're a dude, you can go on there, but everyone would probably assume you're looking for dudes because, or I do, because there's, when I see a dude that doesn't have a beard, it's like, oh, you're looking for dudes, which is fine.
Yeah, sure. But what, why would they give you the option?
What do you mean?
They should be like,
because women need to be able to sign up. Or people who don't have beards who want people with beards.
I don't know.
I just saw it as an easy way to meet people who would be interested in me. Like filter out all the people.
There you go.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I would have a strict system.
That website site is made for you.
Yeah, totally. Mm-hmm. I'm into it.
Yeah. You should just post the beard, like basically under the mustache dab.
Mm. Now this girl you're talking to, does she ask a lot of questions about the beard?
Because no, we haven't talked about my beard at all.
Oh. She took the time to go.
Seems like a normal person,
which is
good.
It's the equivalent of a beard fetish site / dating site.
Yeah, kind of. But like, for I've noticed, like for women, it's very polarizing having a beard. It's either I'm into it or I'm not. There's no middle ground, really.
I find most of them are these days.
Yeah, it's trendy.
Yeah,
I know
me too.
All the ladies.
I find that most women are into beards these days. Erica loves my beard.
Yeah. The joke here is that Brian has a delicious hairless face that, like, at best it grows little mustache puffs at the side of his lip that I want to punch off.
They're the best puffs.
Awful.
I'm going to not shave for the entirety of Europe.
Yes.
What?
Make my dreams come true, Brian.
That would be awful.
It'd be the worst thing ever.
Yeah. Hey, that's also a segue.
No, we're still talking about beards.
Oh, Lich King stuff.
What?
Hey, we're a band.
We're a band?
We're a band.
No, we're a podcast troupe that occasionally plays
a really shitty podcast troupe. Yeah.
Is that what they call it?
A troupe?
Yeah,
podcast troupe,
like comedy troupe. Like,
yeah, I don't know, podcast group, podcast.
I like
team.
I like troupe.
The Lich King Podcast Quartet.
Yes,
I like that.
Mm. Oh yeah,
Nick, so, yeah, go for it.
We're going on tour in Europe.
Yay! Tom's coming.
Nope.
Tom, you're coming.
Come on, Tom.
Nope.
Tom's not coming.
Tom.
You know what you have to do to make that happen.
Yes, we know.
I will come out and say it.
No, you won't. Europe.
Yay.
Yay.
That's right. I'm finally crossing the pond. Mm.
Fucking finally. This has been in the works for quite a while, like since early spring.
And we just started talking about it and announced officially today. And the European people are all excited.
Yeah, Europe. We're going to Europe.
Seeing a good response.
Yeah. A lot of come to Scotland's we're seeing.
We better fucking go to Scotland.
Yeah, a lot of those. I was just reading through it.
I want to go to Scotland. It'll be cool. I want to go everywhere. Part of this is I just want to see everything, go everywhere.
Well, yeah.
You know.
Yeah. We're spending, what, a week in the UK?
I think it's going to be a week in the UK, yes. And then 30 days in the mainland of Europe, give or take a few. And then we're also trying to get elsewhere in Europe, but that's going to depend on whether logistics make that possible. We'll see. We'll keep our mouth shut about what could happen. The details for now. But November and December, we Lich King, Europe, finally, after years and years of, when are you going to come to Europe? Come to Europe.
Now we have to deal with South America.
Yeah. Now we're going to go to Europe. Now we're going to fucking go to Europe.
South America's getting mad.
We're going to go to Europe, and then people are going to be like, when are you coming to Europe? We just played Europe like a month ago. How did you miss this?
Yeah.
That's what's going to fucking happen.
That's absolutely what's going to happen.
When are you playing California? We were there last week. How did you not know about this?
Yeah.
We've posted about this fucking tour 4,000 times. I didn't look at Facebook. Well,
that was hysterical. Like, we went through California, then the next week some guy was like, when are you guys coming to California?
It's like, we... Did you not see anything about, you know, the 5,000 times we posted about our tour, or posted our tour dates, or anywhere that you could just Google Lich King tour and this tour would pop up?
So the moral is, tell your friends, tell all of your friends,
yes,
tell your family, tell your grandma.
The moral
she needs
is
to know.
The moral is, you can't expect to sit around and just have information fed to you if you're not looking for it.
The moral is, we should have paid to have Facebook promote those posts.
That's the worst moral ever.
You know, if the logistics don't work out for you know, some of those things, we could crowdfund those things.
Yeah,
is that a hypothetical possibility?
Yeah, it could be a possibility. Well, it's not only that, but it's also, like, it's the transportation side of things. Like, how do we get to these last places?
Oh.
Like, it's not necessarily a money thing. It's a... Well, we're... Basically, what we have to do is get in three different vans throughout this tour.
Right, right.
And three different sets of drum sets and cabs and stuff.
Yeah,
speaking of which, I gotta ask you about amp. Is that fireball?
Yeah, I saw that.
Okay.
You fireball?
The fireball?
Yeah.
Fire wind, fire angle. What's the fucking angle amp?
Yeah, it's a fireball.
Powerball. Powerball. Okay.
Fireball.
Wait, is it really
Yeah, it's Powerball.
That's a lottery system. That's not a fireball's a whiskey.
Fireball is a cinnamon candy.
Exactly. Or a cinnamon whiskey. And then Powerball is when you fucking waste your money not winning anything.
Yeah, but it is the Powerball.
No. It's the Engold Fire Amp.
Powerball.
I'm going to make up my own name for it. Anyway.
Okay. As much as I wanted to play that amp, I'll play a 6505.
All right. That's fine. That's close enough to
the good people of Europe won't care.
Exactly. Good people of Europe won't care if we're using little crate combo amps.
They're not discerning. Have you heard European metal?
Ah,
oh, shit. Tom's talking
shit. I'm not going, so I can say this stuff from here.
I like the fact that you... Okay, armchair Lich King, man.
That's right.
Tom's got an armchair band. That's basically
I'm
his
armchair
role
band right
out.
Now, and I'm going to say this is a half-joking joke that I've had for years, that we should take away the right from the whole Scandinavian area to produce metal.
No.
You should not be allowed to produce metal.
No.
Send your hate mail to tom@lichkingmetal.com.
You've got Dr. Living Dead, and that's it.
No.
What else have you got?
No.
Plots of things.
Plots of things.
I would call them plots of things.
Tantara.
What are they?
Tantara.
Okay. Are they?
Yes. They're from Finland.
Finland.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. They're all right.
And they're fucking awesome.
All right.
There's lots of nice things.
But mostly you get like your Lordi and your Gothenburg death metal band.
There's another
band
I'm going to mention, but you know.
Your melodic.
Another Finnish band.
Bullshit. Ugh. No one's with me? No one wants to jump on and piggyback on this?
No, because you're wrong.
Wrong.
Nope.
You like a lot of the melodic Swedish stuff that comes out?
At the Gates is fucking awesome.
Ooh, At the Gates.
At the Gates, yeah.
Goblin voice. Yeah.
Tom Martin loves making friends.
Tom loves hating burning everything.
Bridges. Dude, if any of those dudes hear this and I burn that bridge, I will apologize profusely. But there's no chance that that's going to happen.
Yeah, you could just
nobody's going to hear this.
All you got to do is just say, like, it's not what I'm into, but... You know, that's all
I'm not even in this band, so you know what I'm saying is totally separate from you guys.
Tom and the Lich Kings.
I'm just some dude that's here.
Didn't we get advertised as the Lich Kings for a show?
Oh yeah,
yeah.
I believe that's happened several times.
Or the Lynch Kings.
That gets worse. Kings.
Lich King, licking.
Do we still have the bonehead tax in the contract?
Yes.
There was a clause in our contract as we were drafting it.
I never enforced that. There's no way you're going to be like, yeah, it's like the bonehead tax was if you advertise us as anything other than Lich King, you have to pay us another extra $100.
It's a great
idea.
It's a
good tax to have.
Yeah, exactly.
It's like for advertising.
And I specifically said it's pronounced lich, which rhymes with ditch, and that we have nothing to do with Warcraft or Adventure Time.
Or,
like, that's,
you know,
in our contract.
Or, you know, hanging people.
Yes. Or, yeah, it's not lynch. It's not lynch. It's lich. It rhymes with ditch.
Yeah.
A lich is an undead. This is all is actually spelled out in our contract.
Yeah, like, that's good.
Explains what all
solid.
This shit is.
In hindsight, I should have picked another name. Like,
the name is solid.
Bitch kid.
It was not a good name to go with. If I had known that this was going to have any kind of legs at all, I would have just, like, thought this through a little more.
So, a little on this topic, a little while
Exodus
ago,
Junior.
We were talking about somehow wizards are based on intelligence came up, and sorcerers
yes.
are based on charisma, and magic just comes naturally to sorcerers,
that's
and that's
right.
what the charisma means. And I think I said trust fund wizards.
Trust
yeah.
fund
that's what
wizards.
Sorcerers are.
There
you so go. We could be the trust fund wizards, Tom. Alternate band name.
Trust fund implies that we have money, which we don't. Yeah,
that's what I think of that line of jokes.
Yeah.
I don't know.
It's a good joke.
I'm sorry, I just mic'd the whole flow.
So I mean, if you could go back and change the name of the band, is there something on your...
I don't have any ideas.
I already said Exodus Junior.
Exodus Junior.
Yeah.
Violence 2.
What about a hybrid? Excellence.
Excellence. Shit.
Oh my god.
Someone's going to take that.
That is not bad. Excellence.
Tom, start your power metal band.
Damn it, Nick, that's pretty good.
Oh man.
I don't think I'd ever have the guts to do it, but that's really good.
Excellence.
Viodus.
I was going to go with Viodus, and that's definitely not.
And good. Your marquee name would also always be like Viaducts.
Yeah, they would get it confused. Like, what the hell? What is this? I don't get it.
Wow, Exolens.
Exolens.
Man. Nick Timney has done it again.
Bam. You
guys can't wait to see who we have on vocal duty in Europe.
Mm. Yeah, you're going to be really surprised.
Yeah.
Going to be a treat.
You're going to poop. You're going to poop.
We can't wait either.
Yeah, I saw that in the press release. Did you really say that?
Yes, I did.
Damn it. I read that and I was like, I don't think Brian wrote that. And if he did,
no,
I was just going to punch him in the
come
throat.
Come on. You know it was good. Come on. You know it was funny.
I missed it.
We can't wait either.
No, it was like we have a surprise secret vocalist. So secret, we don't even know who it is yet.
God, that sucked.
I know. It was terrible. But hey, that's what you get when
punch
you let
you
me.
In the thigh.
That's what you get for not being in the band. You let me. Have
you
to
can
do
still
these
run
things.
The press releases by me.
Nope, you're not in the band.
What? I'm making all the I'm calling all the shots from now on.
Ex-vocalist Tom Martin was quoted as saying, "I'm not going to Europe." That's what the press release should have been.
Throwing my mango.
To quote Tom,
I'm trying to hit Brian in the testicles with mango pieces.
To quote Tom, it would have just been like, "I'm not going on this tour. I don't know why you're asking me about it." Fuck off. Don't. No. No.
Did I get you?
No.
Maybe
kind of.
I just want to hit people in the crotch with things that are lying around close to hand.
Of course, you realize that nobody actually reads that quote. Thanks, man. It's all, it's,
because,
it's the,
I can't say that.
It's a press quote that nobody reads. Like, we're so excited to finally tour this place.
Yeah,
like,
we're, yeah. Wow, we're really excited to finally,
yeah.
Useless press release stuff.
Yep.
Ugh.
No, I mean, like, I'm not, obviously not knocking Roadmaster at all, but like, it...
We are really excited about Europe, but like, to say we're really excited...
There's only so many ways you could say we're really excited about Europe without sounding like you're forcing it.
I would like to see a press release where, like, you are asked for a quote about your upcoming whatever, and you just start talking about whatever you is on your mind at the moment. Like, this is a really good banana. I'm really excited about this banana.
When asked about the European tour, Brian Westbrook said, "Man, I really like chicken enchiladas."
Yes.
Hey, what are we doing for food?
Ooh. Ooh. Ooh.
I got a tuna sandwich in the fridge.
I had leftover hanger wings last night.
You're fucked.
And I ate them, so that's what I... No, I...
No. I'm up for whatever.
Let's get hanger without Mike and just rub it in his face.
Oh my god! Yes.
Oh yes, please. Can we?
Let's mail. We'll mail him like 1/4 of a piece of chicken.
Yeah. Oh. He suggested getting together today, and he's the one who's not here.
Yeah. Mm. Well, he had to record bass for something.
If we just sent him pictures of us at the hanger, like with thumbs up and chicken hanging out of our mouths,
god.
He'd be so fantastic.
Oh. I want to do it just because.
we'd ruin his whole recording session for that band that he's doing things
with.
Oh,
it's totally worth it.
Like
then.
he would look at his phone and then he'd just be so bummed all day. He would be like, plump.
Let's get a handle of Jim Beam, bring it to the hangar with us, and then just have the Jim Beam in the hangar sitting there, and then he'll be like, oh, I quit.
They went to the hangar without me.
And I heard that the hangar as we know it is not going to exist anymore.
What are you talking about?
The hangar people
bought ABC, yes.
They're going to close the hangar and just have it at ABC.
Fucking good. They should have done this like 10 years
ago. More parking, more place to eat. Yeah. But
now
like,
you can actually go in there and get a seat on an occasion.
Yep.
You know, without it being fucking cramped and shitty. And
a little further away from the college, too. Slightly.
It's across the street.
It's across the street.
Well, no, from ABC?
ABC.
Isn't ABC in the middle of Amherst?
No, that's High Horse now. ABC moved across to that huge
building.
That's right.
Oh, yes. Crap. Okay.
We ate there once, Mike.
Well, that's cool.
Mike, he got the good Reuben. He'd be really excited. He can get his Reuben and his chicken.
Yep.
He can get a chicken Reuben.
Chicken Reuben.
Yeah, I was surprised he enjoyed ABC because I've only been to ABC a couple times, but I was never impressed.
Good Reuben.
The food's good. It's good pub food.
How's their beer?
Beer's good, too. They got a lot of good microbrews.
Yeah.
They have Coors Light.
Probably, but
if you guys don't know the story, buckle in because I'm going to tell you
the
story.
We've told it so many times.
We should tell the story again. It has to be, it's like a podcast tradition. We tell that story. This one time, drum,
like a tradition, like you gather around grandfather who's opening a storybook of the time that he said,
this one time back in my day.
Everybody snuggle in. Are you ready? Got your hot cocoa?
I'm going to tell you about the time that granddaddy drank a Coors Light and thought it was the best beer ever.
Hot cocoa.
Man,
I love the coco.
Okay, so we've only got Brian till 7. I think Nick's hungry, and I want to play music.
I got 3 hours.
So let's talk about video games some more.
So,
video games!
Video games! We could maybe like thank some people.
Yeah, you want
to thank some people.
We talked about Europe. We talked about video games. What the hell
just
else?
Thank some people.
Is there anything else we need to get out there to the people? Spread the message.
Dick pics. Lich. Picks.
Lich
catch
dick.
Up with Joe on Bristler.
No, it's Lich.
Yeah,
it's,
you can find me.
Yeah. What's your name thing?
I think it's just Joe N. It was the default. I signed up with Facebook.
Joe N. Don't ask what the N is for.
Yeah.
What?
Noodles.
Noodles. Joe Noodles.
I am Joe Noodles.
That's Joe's porn name. Joe Noodles.
Oh man, I'm gonna make a Bristler profile and I'm gonna shave and then just stick spaghetti on my face like it's my beard and like I'm gonna so I could finally get on Bristler and make a profile. I've got a fake beard. Hi, I'm Tom Noodles. Hey, I've got a thick lustrous beard.
Your whole description could just be puns about your noodles and like some girls don't like how sticky and starchy my beard is.
Well, I got a podcast title, so that's good.
Joe Noodles.
Joe Noodles. Got it. It's in my head now.
Well, I guess that's that then.
Either that or Exolens, one or the other.
Exolens. That is nice. I'm going to think about that all day.
Exolens / Joe Noodles, just both.
Yeah. It's like a hybrid title, like any Judas Priest song.
What?
Any Judas Priest song.
Is a hybrid song?
Or any Megadeth. Well, yeah, there was the Hellion / Electric Eye. Or, you know.
Those are just
two
separate songs.
I know,
songs.
But they're usually jammed into one song.
Holy Wars.
Holy Wars, Punishment The Punishment Due, yes. Yeah. Then there's like eight Megadeth songs.
Why
do
bands
do that?
Because
it's a thematic thing.
Yeah, they don't want to do a whole concept album.
Why do we have Lich King 3 and 4?
Why do you have to put We Are the Champions and We Will Rock You?
Why does
they work well together?
Yeah, because We Will Rock You is like We Will Rock You is a minute and a half,
but you don't have to put them together. I don't understand Rocket Queen and whatever the other song with Rocket Queen.
It stems from vinyl because you would just play the two songs back to back.
But then why don't you play all the songs with the song that abuts them?
Because you play like the general thing is that they would want to play like the two good like the two popular songs and they would just kind of stream through it because they could. Just because it was easier.
I'm not saying it's bad. It's just like it's.
I mean,
a
the same
thing.
Thing with, same thing with Boston. Four play long time. Same thing. They just you just jam
those
two together.
That makes more sense. That's because that's an intro and the first song. Like that makes sense.
Yeah.
Whereas a lot of the two song 1-2 punches seem kind of arbitrary.
Yeah, but why do they? I mean, like, why do they call four play and long time two different songs? Like, it just should have just be one title. I don't know. Same thing.
It's like All Hail.
It's like
all
song 10 should be six songs, but it's going to be song 10. Right? Is that the one?
Joe Noodles on Bristler.
Hey, you want to thank our sponsors and Patreons and...
Yeah, thank you to Mountain Dew.
No. Yep. Thank you to Canada Dry.
No, no.
It's Scotto's birthday!
Scotto!
Skirter!
Doe Day.
Skirter!
It's a Doe Day.
That day, though.
Speaking of which, I miss Joe Gettler. How is he doing?
Yeah. Nick, can you bring Joe Gettler sometime?
Yeah, we need more podcast guests. That would be awesome.
Yeah, guests.
I want Gettler.
It would be great to have him over here, yeah.
Gessler.
It's hard to even get that guy to hang out. He's so goddamn busy.
Yeah.
Well, he should stop him, though. I also like anytime a band comes on tour and stays here, it'd be awesome to podcast with them. And,
yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
It'd be cool to do it in an interview style thing, blah blah blah. What you do?
Style.
Blah, blah,
blah.
Yeah, I agree.
So that's something I've thought about, but yeah. Okay, I'm tangled up. Stop it. Yeah. Stop yanking your fucking cord. Okay,
tickling your ankle.
So here's what's happening. We're gonna go down our Patreon list. I'm just gonna read them off because. Nobody cares.
Yeah.
Thank you to the following Patreon sponsors.
Jameson Hunt.
Carl Jenkins. Chris Prickell. Josh Weaver. Anthony Duran.
Don Merla.
D. Westbrook.
What?
Who's that?
I don't know. Chris Skelp.
Joe N.
Somebody pronounced Adam Delaride's song name wrong. Delaride. Gerardington. Well, I don't know your last name still. Honeydew Wilkins. Jacob Williams. Tim Thomas. Morton Jansen. And Earl Death Pit Gilmore.
Honeydew is the worst of the melons.
Wilkins is the best of the melons.
There aren't that many melons, are there?
No, I don't think so.
I can only name three, maybe.
Watermelon.
Is it cantaloupe a melon?
Cantaloupe. So, mango?
Is that a berry?
I don't think mango's a melon.
What's mango, then? It's a fruit. Nope. Mango's a fruit. It's not a melon. I think mango's a melon.
It doesn't have tiny seeds.
If you know if mango's a melon, email nick at lichkingmetal.com. Tell Nick all the names of all the melons. So yeah, thank you to our Patreon sponsors. We're sorry we haven't done anything in a while. We've been kind of not getting together recently, unfortunately.
But hey, you haven't had to spend any money to get nothing.
Exactly.
I don't know why that's a concern. We should be making these more. We should be making four.
Oh, absolutely.
14 podcasts a month.
No.
Jameson's going to spend $4,000 on podcasts in a year.
I just want to tell the people that every time I'm like, well, we should do this more. Brian's like, well, people are getting charged, so we should only do really rarely.
No, I'm just saying we should do it once a month and then we should do
once a month.
Quality.
No, I mean, we should charge once a month, but once we hit our goal of doing two a month, then people know that we're not going to just charge them out of fucking nowhere for something they didn't expect.
You gotta follow the parameters that you set forth.
Yeah, but
Patreon people, if you have a problem,
we were only going to do once a month.
We didn't, but that's just kind of the.
It's implied.
It's not implied.
It's implied with the rewards.
Anyway, so hey, if you like Podcast Mosh and want to give us money for podcasting because we don't get money for banding, go to patreon.com/podcastmosh.
Yeah.
And you can throw us a dollar or two anytime we do a podcast, and it's cool, and you get to tell your friends. And
it's cool.
Mm. Yeah. And if you just want to subscribe on iTunes and be a cheap-ass freeloader, go to podcast.lichkingmetal.com.
Leave us some lovely reviews.
You can do that. Rate it 5 stars.
Mm, 5 whole stars.
5 of them. Or we're on Podbay or anywhere else you can find podcasts where they happen. I don't fucking know. We also are now uploading podcasts on YouTube. Go to youtube.com/LichKingMetal. You can listen there.
Oh my god, this is boring.
Whatever.
Hey,
shut up! I'm telling the people.
A requirement. They can just skip. This is the end. It's over.
Yeah, it's over.
It's done right now.
You can just
play the bar.
All you bored people, I feel you.
They've gone off. They're looking up. They're looking up. Furries and fursonas. They're not even paying attention for the past hour.
We got to Google some fursonas as soon as this is
over.
Down
that
rabbit
hole.
We're not doing that.
We're looking up for some fursonas. You're going to see a lot of people in blue smiling fox suits.
Oh, God.
Because that's a popular one. I'm a blue dog wolf fox creature that's smiling.
No.
I saw one that was Star Fox. It was an entire Star Fox outfit. totally. It had the blinking eyes and everything. Mouth that moved. It was freaky.
Imagining a Skippy suit. Or what's the donkey's name?
I don't remember. It's been so long since I played Star Fox.
Yeah.
Everybody else, too.
So I think Brian's looking for something on his computer, but
no, I'm looking to start the outro.
Why haven't you done that yet?
Because we're still talking about
do
shit.
It, pussy.
Bullshit.
All right, thank you, everybody. This has been Podcast Mosh, episode 21. Go subscribe. Give
21,
us money.
21. It can drink now.
Shut up, Tom.
Maybe that should be the title.
Goodbye, everyone.
We're Lich King, and this has been Podcast Mosh, and you've been listening to Podcast Mosh. Good night, everyone.